I have waited in terrible fear that I may not again see you. You're wounded, my love. Are you able to stand? Yes? Don't worry. They will care for your steed. Please walk with me. I will take you to the House of Healing. We must tend to your wounds. Nin Mel, Glindmer. We have heard news of a terrible battle in the northern city. News of a hard-fought victory. But I knew nothing of your fate. Then, tonight, when I heard the cries of the guards from the trees and the opening of the outer gate, I knew it must be you. My heart swelled as I saw you approach from the darkness, lit only by the light of the fire lanterns along the road. How I missed you! It has been difficult, my love. I have traveled to the outskirts with arrow and bow to defend our village from the approaching hordes. The long hand of darkness reaches far. But seeing you now, holding you, fills me with so much hope. He, Ninmel. This way, into the bath chamber.
Glen, here you all. Imtreyataru.
I will undress you and inspect your wounds, so I may know if you need a greater healer.
Leir that house, Nimel.
Oh, your wounds. And here, but not fatal. I will help you and protect you from further infection. The waters that run beneath our village are powerful and will work more quickly on a man. Oh, we must bathe you. But first, lay and breathe deeply for a moment, my love. I will stoke the fire. I have a warm cloth, wet with the water of the river. Let me cleanse your wounds. Breathe, my love, breathe. You are safe. You are protected. No harm will come to you in this place. Now I will apply an ointment of pine, honey, and milk onto your body. This will ease your pain a little. Here. Does this relieve you? Your company. What has befallen them? And then I see. After they reach safety, you continued on. Here. to me? Oh, Nimir. Give me the strength to fight that I've never felt. Every night since our brief victory, I've sat beneath the light of the moon, listening to the song of the forest, the wind, the river. A brief respite from the darkness, wondering if I would ever hold you in my arms. And now, you lay before me, your body, your cock. I've longed to hold it again, to caress it with my soft, slender fingers. May I kiss you? Tender elfin lips, my love. Oh, it's been so long since you have seen love and felt another's touch.
Im Ellen Ethira Makul Estelion Nimel.
Ma? Penny pregnant man. My elfish magic is indeed powerful on your body. See the glistening light in the water. Its properties are ancient and not fully known, not even to my elven kin. But it will make you even stronger. And harder. Please, sit in the basin. And I will undress for you. Look at my beautiful elfin body. It's yours. Incarna.
look deep into my eyes. My bright elven eyes. I've ached to be with you. Stone-like and rutted, strong, but also soft, like your stiff, soft sword that now sits beneath me. Do you feel my petals upon you, moving with the rhythm of the ancient water's flow? In Adanet, Helenitnin Otopolotrendoin. Kinfer, soy mintovonin iernen. Nenrotblor rodin.
Kail kalat destroy dur. Min karwe kalat dan natur foik. Ma. Himor norken.
You are healing faster than any man. I will position myself on my hands and knees upon the soft wall and bear for you my beautiful elven ass.
Elven ass. now, please, my love. Spray my adoring elvish countenance with your sticky, salty cum. You are my love. You are light and darkness. Oh, I've missed you. Your wounds. Have I alleviated your pain? Yes. All of your pain? See the next age, but I shall not die unhappy. I have felt all that is needed in this life. When you're